B-Pod Studios.
You know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Ah, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Good morning. It is 5:40. It's Wednesday, the 15th. Look at us, almost halfway through the long month of January.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well,
look at you keeping count.
Well, you know, this is the longest month. At least it feels that way.
March.
Doesn't it feel like New Year's was 3 weeks ago?
It was.
When you looked at Ryan Seacrest and said, why him? Remember that night?
Yeah, I remember that night.
Was that just me?
That might be more you.
It might be. It seemed like a long time ago. Sunny and 50 today. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll take that for the 15th of January. In the news, you just talked about the big story here, Alex Cora out.
Yeah.
For stealing signs. Do you want to make a true confession?
Yeah, I
LBF
do want to make
has
a true
cracked
confession.
This up.
I
yeah, go ahead.
Like, so when this first broke, I was like, I thought that they were stealing actual signs,
like visitors,
locker room signs, and
great.
Like you know, I don't know, like
Yankees
Houston,
suck,
yeah, or signs. Like Houston Astros sign, like
yeah.
signs,
no.
Like, they, like just and then maybe selling them on eBay.
Yeah,
wow, that would be nefarious. I don't know how that would
and
help
I was
you
like,
win.
Why? No. That's the other thing. Like when I originally, I'm like, why are they upset about? Like who cares?
Yeah, make another sign, right?
Right.
Like when you go out in high school, you'd steal, you know, the street signs with your name.
Yeah. Well, that'd be worth some money if you steal, you know, Yaki Way or whatever it is now.
I mean, I still don't really understand it, but I do know now that it's not physical signs.
It's not that. No. So. It is cheating. And Alex Cora, they're saying, was the mastermind.
Well, here's what I think about that.
He wasn't the driver, the getaway driver with the signs.
If you're going to be implicated in a scandal,
yeah.
then you better be the mastermind. You don't want to be the doofus in the back seat.
No.
I want to be the driver. Yes, you want to be
driver
the
driver. Always gets off.
The Kevin Spacey character and
right.
baby driver, even though you don't want to be him. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to be that guy.
No,
so,
you be the mastermind. I'll be the driver.
Way to go, Alex Cora.
All right, there you go.
You did it.
You did it. You're a mastermind.
You're a ringleader.
Ringleader. He's gone. Wow. But there is some good news. Today is National Bagel Day. So when was the last time you guys had a good bagel?
Well, last time I sat down and had a full bagel with cream cheese and everything.
Toasted, smushed on.
The best bagel is Life's a Bagel in Canton.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. They're as big as your head, and they're like New York style, and they're so good.
Yeah, we've just been, you know, inundated with such bad press about bagels. They're carb bombs, and you're afraid to have one.
What's
your go-to, though? If you had today, National Bagel Day.
I would have an everything bagel toasted with veggie cream cheese, but light
I'd
I'm on a diet.
Everything. Yeah, because that helps. I'm with you. I would do either pumpernickel or everything with chives.
Pumpernickel.
Though. I like pumpernickel. I'm a pumpernickel
I
guy.
Used to love chocolate chip and with regular cream cheese because
it tasted really
like
cake.
It tasted really like cake.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Poor Brian can't be in this conversation.
I'll be over here being gluten-free.
Gluten-free Brian.
Sorry.
Crappy frozen.
Yeah,
that's three bagels.
It's not bagel day for you, my friend.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 6:17. All right, LBF, what do you got? What's cool?
The most checked out book at the library.
I'm glad people are still going to the library. And this is the book, right?
Yes.
The checking out. Okay, Brian Bell.
Jeopardy, the greatest of all time.
The GOAT.
Now we know.
We got a GOAT, right?
We got a GOAT.
And dads are spending 7 hours a year hiding from their families in this hiding spot. 7 hours a year.
Fetal position in the closet?
Well, I'll tell you in a couple
that's
seconds.
Me.
Yeah, no, it's for dads. All right, what do you got?
Okay, so this is from the New York City Public Library, and it's the second largest in the United States after the Library of Congress. And it's also where Carrie Bradshaw went to go marry Big and he stood up at the wedding. But that's a totally different story. Anyway, they did a sort of a list of the most checked out books.
Mm-hmm.
And coming in, number one.
Yes.
Any guesses?
Most checked out books.
Yeah.
Jeez. Is it 50 Shades?
I knew you'd go there. It's adorable.
Harry Potter?
Not your perv. No. No, it's The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Heaps.
How would I know that?
It's any children's guesses? Book.
What is Snowy Day?
Snowy Day. The Snowy Day.
That.
I don't remember it either.
No.
I got to check it out, apparently. It's like a little children's book. It's like almost like a board book about a kid.
Really?
Yeah,
never
it's like a
it.
Faceless kid in the snow.
A faceless kid?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, jeez.
All right, just so you know, I'm going to round out the top five.
Okay, yeah.
Coming in at number five, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Casey?
Oh, yeah.
Can I help you on that, Casey?
Yeah.
Casey Kasem?
Yeah, go ahead, help me.
You start at five and you work
down.
Your way up.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's what
I don't want to.
You don't start
you know,
at
no,
one. And
I'm no Casey Kasem. Yeah,
well, no, you're not. Okay.
Number four,
yes.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, yeah.
1984. I've never read that.
Yeah.
And The Cat in the Hat. That I have read. That's
read 1984.
Okay, that was the strangest countdown I've ever.
I liked it.
No,
she went from number one to four.
in completely random order. Here's your top five.
Here's Lauren Kasem. All right,
you guys are
number
the worst.
Three. Number two.
I like to keep people guessing.
Yeah.
Imagine if Casey Kasem did that in American Top 40.
Right?
At number 22 this week.
It would have been way more successful.
And now let's go to number 35.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, jump around.
Keep you guessing anyway. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right. Well, I don't know if you've all been watching, but
yes.
The Jeopardy Greatest of All Time, it was finally last night. It came down to Final Jeopardy in the last match.
It did,
because James Holzhauer had one win. Ken Jennings had two wins, first to three, won the tournament. Brad didn't really show up very well. Came down to the Final Jeopardy, and James missed it, which gave Ken Jennings the title.
It has taken 15 years for Ken Jennings to finally answer the question, is he as good as he appeared to be in that great run on Jeopardy?
There you have it.
I'm glad that Ken Jennings won. I thought that
too.
James had you and I talked about this, had a kind of a lousy attitude.
He was a little mean.
Yeah.
Like awkward mean.
Well, like, I think he was thinking he was funny, but it ended up being mean.
Yeah. Socially awkward.
Yeah.
Ken was the steady one.
Oh, yeah.
Super steady throughout. Yeah, he's good.
He
knows
really
a lot
good.
About a lot.
And he basically beat James by doubling
his own game.
Every time.
His own game.
He made some huge bets last night. And the Thursday night, the third match, 15.5 million viewers the night it aired.
Yeah.
Compare that to, the World Series, 14 million
viewers.
Wow.
Wow.
People really like Jeopardy.
I was hoping for one more night.
Yeah, they're going to do this again. He'd have to defend his crown. That's how that works.
It felt it was a little sad. It felt a little like an Alex send-off almost.
And just listening to Alex there, he does sound tired.
It sounded
tired.
It was a little sad at the end.
Yeah, it is sad. No, maybe Ken Jennings might be the next guy. But anyway, to take over. That wouldn't be a bad gig. But Brian, if you don't want it.
Okay, I hope he doesn't do top fives.
Yeah, just count them up. And,
oh, my God.
All right, here we go. Dads spend 7 hours a year hiding from their families in the bathroom. Yeah, it's true. A recent study surfaced making the rounds showing men hide from their families in the bathroom. They polled 1,000 men. They found that on average they spend 7 hours each year taking refuge from their families in the bathroom. 23% of men went as far as saying they consider the bathroom their safe place.
Their safe place?
Yeah. Does that happen in your house?
No.
Doesn't have to hide in the bathroom?
I need my bathroom redone. That's why it's so hideous. No one wanted to be in
there. That's how I watched The Irishman.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day. 3.5 hours right there.
There it is. Back in the day, you had books, magazines in the bathroom, dad jokes.
Oh,
I missed the dad joke book. But that's all done.
Yeah, I don't like it when I walk into a bathroom and see a library.
You don't like that?
No, because I'm like,
those books have been tagged.
Yes, exactly.
It's the fourth time you've gone to the bathroom today. Why is your instinct to escape?
It is my instinct to come into the bathroom when I need to go to the bathroom.
How come I don't smell anything?
Oh,
oh my God. That's
great.
From Mrs. 40.
Is that what this is 40?
Yeah, the most depressing, funny movie ever.
True.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, this is going to be the weirdest story you hear today. Okay?
Okay. I don't know.
But
a lot
it's
of
true.
Weird things.
Right. This is the weirdest story you're going to hear today. You're going to go to work today, and you're going to talk to your coworkers about this story.
Is it Dateline Florida?
It's pretty close. Pretty close. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's hard to say no to someone who has a dying wish, right?
Sure.
That's what Make-A-Wish is all about. But one woman's husband is having a tough time fulfilling the last request of his dying friend. And she doesn't seem to understand why. So this woman has written into one of those Dear Abby, Annie's, whatever.
Yeah.
When she and her husband, Robert, she calls him Robert, great, moved back to his hometown, he reconnected with an old high school acquaintance, Tim. Mm-hmm. So she and her husband, Robert, and Tim and his partner, Tim's partner, struck up a friendship over the years. They've become friends. Well, sadly, Tim was recently diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer. And Robert has been helping him get his things in order, even stayed with him. Then things took an uncomfortable turn. Tim recently confided in Robert that when they were younger, he was infatuated with him. And told Robert that his dying wish is to see him naked. That's right. To see Robert naked. Robert isn't exactly comfortable with the request, but guess who is?
His wife.
The wife.
Yeah.
The wife says, let him enjoy his ending days. Even if it means you need to strip down for him, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just naked. I mean, if somebody wanted to see me naked, I'd be like, you really are sick. But yeah. I'm trying to think of like somebody I was infatuated with when I was in high school, if I wanted to see them naked in my end days.
Right.
It's a weird request.
That's a big, big ask.
It's not a huge ask.
You don't think that's a big ask?
It's better than asking for money. You know what I mean?
I would hand you money. Wow. Here's 50 bucks.
No,
go
I don't
see
think
somebody
it's
else.
It's just naked. Like, it's not like he's asking you to
do anything?
Film yourself. Or like, you just stand there naked, turn around like you're like at jail
turn
or in
around.
The army.
Oh, yeah.
And then
you,
just
do,
like,
you tell Dave to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
my wife
ahead.
Would not tell me to do that.
I would
She'd
say you have to do it.
You know
it.
What?
I'd say it's up to you, but you know, if
you're fine with it.
I'm fine with it. Can I see him too? I'd be like, all right, Robert, Tim and I are going to take your clothes off.
Now, Robert's not going to do that.
Maybe, because that would be kind of
Brian, would you fulfill your friend's dying wish?
Pretty weird, man. It'd be really weird if it's like just a long con. He's like, all right, fine. Takes off all his clothes. And guy's like, you know what?
I'm in remission.
I'm feeling better. I feel better. I think I'm going to make it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's just
gotcha. No, I don't think it's a gotcha moment. All right,
really
want to take
something.
A couple phone calls on that?
Yeah, I do.
I would personally say.
You'd say no?
I'd say, Tim, that's not going to happen.
Just naked.
I'd
just pretend
sure.
you're at the Y.
There you go.
Just pretend you're at the Y and just be like,
no,
all
that's
right.
ridiculous.
Or you go like this. You say, Tim, I'm going to take a shower, and about 8:45, I'm going to walk right, from the shower to the towel rack, and I'm going to be naked. You be there, and then everyone's cool.
Tim.
That's how I do it anyway.
Nice knowing you.
So, wow.
Nice knowing you, Tim.
Seems like you've given us a lot of thought before.
Yeah.
This
All right. So, let's see. Yeah, there's a lot going on there with Tim. All right. Here we go. All right, we'll take one of our patented polls. We'll
patented
see if we
polls?
Take the first 10 callers. I'm curious to see. Would you grant Tim's wish? I say no. You say go.
I say go.
Brian's.
I'll go.
Brian's
sure.
going to do it.
Sure,
wow.
Why not?
See you, Tim. All right.
I'm not wearing pants right now.
Please put them on. That's my wish. 888-410-1057. All right, Mike, you're first up. So should Tim or should Robert drop him for Tim, his dying wish?
Drop him.
No, it's too weird.
Too weird.
You've known the guy for years and just, I don't know, it's just strange.
Yeah, it'd be very strange. I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys got to lighten up.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
I've been in locker rooms my whole life, and you don't want to see that.
You don't.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, there you have it. There.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. The police wrapped around your finger. So we just did this story, which I think is the weirdest story of the day, where this guy is dying. So he's asked his best friend, who is married, said, look, he's been infatuated with him their whole life. He didn't know it. But the dying wish for this guy, his friend, was to see him naked.
Yeah.
And his wife said, yeah, go ahead, just do it for him. He's dying.
Yeah, I agree.
And you say yes. I say no. Brian's like, maybe. Maybe, yeah, right?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? All right. And most people said no. Hi, how about you, Betsy?
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous. That's privacy. Private.
I guess. No. I guess. I mean,
LB, you don't like to see. You don't like to see anybody. I can't believe that you would agree to that.
So, it's funny because I can't believe it either. Because I'm the type of person who I would shower with a bathing suit on if it was like a good idea. Naked is not my jam.
Yeah.
But if someone's dying, it's like, if that's your wish, I'm sorry. Disney World's way more fun.
Well, I would say,
do you want to show up all naked, or if they just wanted a hug?
Oh.
A naked hug. Oh.
I have a naked hug.
No, just
stop
a hug.
It.
Just a regular hug.
Yeah. So you do that. I would say, what's your other wish?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
All right, Dirty Laundry brought to you by the United States Census Bureau. If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out the 2020 Census Jobs. Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community. All right, LBF.
Okay, I have some binge of the week shows that you need to watch. But before I get to that, it's all about rock and roll. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees out. Also, this is my favorite story of the week.
Mm.
Bruce Springsteen's son, Sam.
Yeah.
He's 26. He was sworn in yesterday as a Jersey City firefighter. Now, that right. is amazing. Like, this kid.
And that's
could,
a real city. It's not like
yeah,
he's
no,
doing
that's
some
like,
posh, you know.
You don't want to.
Jersey
yeah,
City.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a
lot
tough, going on.
So, this kid who could be riding horse, he probably does,
right?
but like riding horses in Colts Neck, New Jersey, which, by the way, I've been to. Mm. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Well, it is. That's where Bruce
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's posh. He
yeah,
could have been
super
the
posh.
Colts.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. He is now a firefighter. He. The son of a rock star who could basically do anything he wants is going to run into burning buildings and save people.
That's pretty awesome. He looks like his dad, too.
Yeah,
you see him?
He
looks a lot
thinks,
like a bigger Bruce.
Yes, exactly. I mean, people think Bruce Springsteen's awesome, but this is just amazing.
Yeah.
And
you know,
so,
he's doing it for the retirement. You know, they got
Yeah, they do
bennies.
Have a good retirement.
He can retire at 40. So,
his name's Sam, and he served as a volunteer firefighter in Colts Neck,
mm-hmm.
which have you ever been to Colts Neck?
Yes.
It's lovely.
It's posh.
It's like if you watch
where
Real
the beautiful
Housewives,
people live.
You know, yes, yeah. and horses.
Lots of horses and
mm-hmm.
pastures.
And then he graduated from the Monmouth County Fire Academy in 2014. And has, obviously,
what
you
wanted
know
to do.
That
yeah.
Bruce grew up in Freehold and now lives in that horse mm-hmm. farm. Freehold is right next to Neptune, where
yep.
Dave Falcone is from. Fun fact.
So,
anyway, he said it wasn't
amazing
easy.
Amazing New Jersey geography lesson.
Yeah, was,
I know.
Boy.
It's just so beautiful down there. And if you ever want to bump into Bruce Springsteen, he goes to Barnacle Bill's in Rumson, New Jersey.
Oh, Barnacle Bill's.
I've seen him twice there.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
So FYI.
Was he pleasant?
He was super pleasant.
See?
I
nice.
Mean, it wasn't like I went up to him, but he was with his wife and kids, and they were younger. It was years ago.
You would have hugged him, though, right?
I would never have hugged him.
What?
No, I don't know how to do that. I just look at people and stare, and like, it's weird.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be let out of my house.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. Nominees on the Class of 2020 ballot for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There we go.
Let me give you number 13.
No, we're not doing
Nine Inch Nails. They're not in any order, actually.
I didn't
But
think
including
so.
The Doobie yeah. Brothers, mm. Judas Priest, Soundgarden, Motorhead, Thin Lizzy. Mm. Also, Whitney Houston, Biggie Smalls, Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Those are the Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band.
Right.
What do you think?
I like Thin Lizzy. They should have been in a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. Jailbreak. Good stuff. The boys are back in town.
Oh, okay.
Phil Lynott died too young. Otherwise, it'd still be, you know, a lot more success.
Pat Benatar, for sure.
Same with Pat. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a heartbreaker if she doesn't get it.
Oh, just, you know, I almost didn't do this story because of this.
Oh, it's not that bad. All right.
Oh, wait, and I want to mention that I'm watching a new show on HBO called The Outsiders.
Yeah.
And it just started last Sunday, and it's based on a Stephen King freaky deaky novel that just came out a year ago. So scary, but so good. And if you are looking for something to watch.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, watch that.
It's good. What's it based on?
Scary, awful things happening to people. And
outside?
Like, yeah. Okay. Well, it's about mistaken identity and then the occult.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Be good. All right, let's do this for Sam Springsteen. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
That's really awesome. Because Jersey City, tough town.
It is.
Probably a lot of action.
You couldn't be doing anything.
Could have gone anywhere. Done nothing.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Wednesday.
What day is it?
It's one word.
Wednesday.
In one word.
Mean.
Let me finish.
It's one word. Wednesday.
I've got one word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
One word.
Wednesday.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, one word Wednesday today. Here is the phrase, LBF.
The one word that describes me when I'm drunk is blank.
All right, so fill in the blank. The best word, the most fun, gets four tickets to Ice Castles. In New Hampshire, that sounds like fun. It's going to get cold again.
That'll keep your drink cold.
Yeah. All right, so let's start out here. So the one word that describes you when you're drunk is...
Good morning. Unpredictable.
Unpredictable. Could be fun.
That's a good one.
Could be trouble. All right, thank you.
It could be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Patty, what is the one word that describes you when you're drunk?
According to my fiance, when I'm drunk, my one word would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Your fiance knows.
You're his fiance.
That's right. Thanks, Patty. Good to hear. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mara.
Mara, what is the one word?
One word describe you when you're drunk.
Intoxicated.
Oh. What? Oh. And,
well, yeah,
but that's like, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Guys, I think I'm intoxicated.
I mean, if this was what's the one word that you could use that also means drunk, then you would win. Synonyms.
Thanks, Maura. Bye. ROR, good morning.
Saturday.
Finish the phrase.
Luggage.
That's so awesome.
Your luggage?
Yeah, that's so Boston. Oh, I'm on luggage. Yeah, that's fantastic.
What's your first name?
Ralph.
Hi, Ralph. Good to know. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Carol from Derry.
All right, Carol from Derry. Go ahead and finish the phrase.
The one word that describes you when you're drunk is?
Truthful.
Ooh. Oh.
That's really
That's
out,
dangerous.
Huh? It is dangerous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they tell me.
You just don't remember.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Exactly.
Bye, Carol. Thank you. All right. What's the one word, Bob?
I have to go with inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Ooh. Do tell.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know how it is. Like you have a you know, you have a few drinks, you start to feel good, you start to feel brave and you feel like bulletproof and then you start acting like a fool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially if there's pretty ladies around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, at least you know it.
At least you know it. That's
acknowledging it is the first step.
That's right. Okay, thanks,
Bob. Absolutely. You know what? You never know this when you're drunk.
No.
That's the problem.
No. No, you don't.
You realize it when it's too late.
Yeah, exactly.
That was inappropriate. Thanks, Bob. All right. Eddie, what's the one word, Eddie?
Legless.
Legless. Legless.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hope you have friends. Strong friends. Right?
You know what? Just sit.
All right. Randy. I like that. Maybe that's your
Maybe
word.
That's the
Randy.
Word, yeah.
Randy, is that your word? What's your word, Randy?
Good morning. Yeah. Mellow.
Mellow. You are mellow. It took you a while to pick up the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Wake up.
Very mellow.
Randy.
Randy. I preferred if his word was Randy.
Well, you like
Randy.
Hey,
now.
Yeah.
All right. One word Wednesday. We'll take a few more calls at 888-410-1057. Finish this phrase with just one word.
The one word that describes me when I'm drunk is blank.
You haven't said your word yet.
I think it's just tired.
Tired?
Yep, that's no fun. But I'm never drunk.
Never drunk. I like Randy. I think that's
oh, God.
You know, just be honest. Okay. 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Okay. The one word that describes me when I'm drunk is blank.
Is blank. All right, let's go to the phone. ROR, what's your word?
Useless.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, like, how useless?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
Jeez.
Is there anything
you
can
drunk?
Do? Well, you know, come on. There's useless, then there's useless. All right. ROR, is this Linda?
Yes, it is.
All right, what's your one word, Linda?
Stupid.
Oh, she's being honest.
Well, yeah.
Just being stupid.
Goes with the territory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you ever try to do math drunk?
Thanks, Linda. Yep. Can't be that stupid. Can't be that stupid. All right, Adrian, what's the one word?
My word is amnesia.
Amnesia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I got to hear all the stories next day about all the great things that I did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, boy, we like to hear those. That'd be good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you. Mary, what is that one word?
Misunderstood.
Oh, really?
Well, you're slurring your words. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I say things that I shouldn't say, so I'm misunderstood that way also.
I don't think you're misunderstood. I think you're just, you know, saying what's on your mind.
Good one.
Right.
Thank
That's
you.
It. Thank you. All right, Mark, what is your one word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mary Poppins on the phone.
Say that when you're drunk.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, call us then. We'll see you. ROR.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your word?
Cataclysmic.
Ooh.
Cataclysmic.
Cataclysmic.
That's a 50-cent word.
It's like when Doc Brown drinks.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well,
it can go in so many different directions.
I know. Cataclysmic. Like climax.
Okay.
Well,
you know what I mean? It could be like...
Easy Randy.
Yeah,
no. Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not sure what she means. Cataclysmic. She said it could go a lot
Your
of different
follow-up
ways.
Questions are really strange.
That's my job. It's my J-O-B.
You're making me uncomfortable.
All right. ROR, give us your word. Here we go. Rapid fire. Go.
My word is clumsy.
Oh, yeah.
Clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so clumsy. I fall. I drop stuff.
You'd
Gravity.
Be fun. You'd be fun.
You'd be fun. Again.
No, I mean,
strange.
No.
Yeah. No, she's having a good time. A little clumsy.
I mean, give her those silicone wine glasses, not
the
good ones.
You're that woman at that. Oh, she broke another glass.
Isn't
the last
she fun?
Of the heirlooms.
She's... You're a little clumsy. That's cute. All right.
It's cute Dan. When you're falling down.
Dan, what's your word? Go.
Hey, my word was adventurous.
Oh, adventurous.
That's a hold my beer situation.
That's
and
a hold.
That is not making good decisions.
Hold my beer, Dan.
As a mother, I say no.
All right, thanks, Dan. Chris, what's your word?
My word is gullible.
Oh. Gullible.
Yeah.
You believe anything.
That I believe everything that's said to me when I'm drinking.
Is that right? Very gullible.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. It could be.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, you didn't buy the last drink. No. No, we did.
Yeah.
All right. Heather, you're the last up. Here we go. Heather, what's your word?
J-Lo. Huh? I think I am the best dancer in the world.
Oh, that's awesome. J-Lo.
Yeah, so let's hear about it.
Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
Just take over the dance floor?
Yes, definitely. Doesn't take much either.
Oh, that's great.
Does your Insta story reveal it the next day?
No pictures, no photos.
Okay.
I know, that's the worst when somebody tags you and you're like, really?
You know what?
Really?
I think you got to make you the winner, Heather. I like that.
That's great.
I like creative. That. You're just J-Lo. You're out there having fun.
Yes, and you know what? You are the winner, and you have won four tickets to see Ice Castles in New Hampshire. So if you dance, be careful because you might fall on the ice.
Yeah.
Everything's on the rocks there, though, so drink up. No, Ice Castles is an awe-inspiring must-see winter phenomenon built with hundreds of thousands of icicles, and it's like Frozen. It brings fairy tales to life. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit icecastles.com.
There you go, Heather. Shake your groove thing. We love it. All right, hang
Thank
on, okay?
You.
See, that's good.
That's funny.
That was very
imaginative. I have a friend like that.
The things they're like
fun.
J-Lo. They are fun.
Yeah.
They're better than the clumsy.
Just don't make me dance with you.
No? Good to know. Next office
don't
party,
make me
Brian.
Dance with you.
Next office party, Brian.
Oh, God.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits.
More variety.
7:46. Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by New England International Auto Show. Here we go.
Well, we have to get to Tom Brady because we have some information about him reportedly moving. Bye. But I want to mention first the headline of the day for me.
Okay.
Cardi B wants to run for Congress one day.
Uh-huh.
Yep, she said she's becoming interested in the government after watching a few war documentaries. So now she has her PhD in history.
Okay.
She said, I think I want to be a politician. I really love government, even though I don't agree with government. Well, yeah, I guess
you don't
that's
agree
true.
With government. Okay.
But yeah, I can't imagine Cardi B on the House floor doing anything and sort of, you know, debating a bill because this is what she sort of, this is her jam.
Mm-hmm. You okay? Did you just ask if Pepsi a grrr? Excuse me? Of course Pepsi is a grrr. She's saying okay. No. Okay. What kind of word is that?
Okay. Like this. Okay.
Wow.
Sounds like the Tiki Room at Disney.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there you go.
Right, what's in that Pepsi there?
That's it. Okay, so let's talk about Tom Brady for a second,
shall we?
So reportedly, he has moved to the mansion he bought in Greenwich, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Lovely town, by the way.
Yeah, if you can get in.
Yes, if you can get in. Apparently,
Tom Brady can get in.
He can get in.
According to reports, he spent $9 million on this 10-acre mansion. It was reported that it's...
That's only a million an acre. That's not bad.
Not bad.
Right?
There's one that I'm looking at that they say he this is the one he bought, although the real estate agent says no. It's a majestic stone manor. Yeah. It's 14,000 square feet. It's got 14 rooms, 8 bathrooms, 4 half bathrooms, 7 bedrooms. It's got a pool, an indoor pool. It's got a custom dressing room. It's got a commercial-sized gym. I'm out. A steam room. And an outdoor pool and tennis.
Well, he's downsized then from Brookline.
Sounds I guess
like.
So.
Yeah, he's downsizing.
It was definitely less money. I mean, that's
like
pretty
a third
good.
Less.
Yes.
Right?
So look at him. And, he's being conservative. And the other thing is too,
he's got a bridge loan though because he hasn't
he
sold.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
And he cleaned out his suite.
That's the story
at Gillette Stadium.
Right.
Apparently, like where they would go when Giselle would watch the game and stuff like
sure,
that.
Sure, their suite. Yeah.
It's all cleared out.
Contract's
I think
over.
That's where Alex would give him the rubdowns afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Like
his own
really?
Yeah, they
oh,
had a.
Boy.
But you know, it's a 3-hour drive, Gillette to Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1-hour drive, Greenwich to Giant Stadium.
Yeah. Well,
just saying.
That your theory?
That.
Is that well?
Listen, you guys. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Okay.
This and everyone's like, you know, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's y'all
coming
sound
back.
Like girls whose boyfriends are breaking up with him, or guys whose girlfriends are breaking up with him, or whatever.
Mm.
And they give these hints. They drop hints.
Yeah.
Like, can I have my T-shirts back? I'm thinking about studying abroad next semester. Things like that.
I'm moving
they're
to Greenwich.
Saying, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
it's right there in front of you. And you were all
we
like,
no,
it can't possibly happen.
No,
it's not Bill, it's me.
Yeah. And when you guys are crying in bed and eating Ben and Jerry's, I'll come and tell you I told you so.
Could you please
tuck
us in? He's coming back.
No way.
He's coming back.
I feel bad for you. You're going to be really sad.
Yeah, you want to bet some Ben and Jerry's? You want to bet some Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, I'll bet you some Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, all right, we'll bet some Ben and Jerry's. I like... Coffee, buzz, buzz. Buzz, buzz. That's
like
really good.
One Sweet World.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Not gonna happen.
Okay. Well, your coffee buzz is not gonna happen.
Oh, it's coming.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, Lauren, say hi to Lauren.
Hi, look at
go
hi,
ahead,
Lauren.
Hi.
Okay, Lauren. Lauren Anastasio.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Are you ready to play Super Smart in 60 seconds?
I don't know about Super Smart, but yes.
All right, so you're in Rockland? Is that where you are?
Yes.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So you're a phone company operator.
Yes.
I still have those. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But now you don't dial O. Now you dial the whole, 411?
Yes.
Okay.
And you answer the phone?
Yes.
Well, cool. She's that person that answers the phone.
No, what? I haven't called 411 in forever.
One. You're the only one. She's all alone.
I was a PBX operator, and I had to answer the phone at a hotel, but it's different.
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lauren, you ready to play Super Smile?
You guys are the worst.
Lauren, here's how it works. LBF, we'll call her LBF, is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. Get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure about one, just say pass. We'll get back to it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
What's 11 plus 10?
21.
What Red Sox manager was just fired?
Cora.
Union Oyster House is the oldest restaurant in Boston. True or false?
True.
Which U.S. state is home to the Pebble Beach Golf Links?
South Carolina.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is from what movie?
Sound of Music.
What band sings We Got the Beat?
Bangles.
What cut of steak got its name from New York City Coach Stop where it was first served?
Can you repeat that?
What cut of steak got its name from the New York City Coach Stop where it was first served?
London Broil.
Althea Gibson was a pioneering African-American athlete in what sport?
Track.
What bird did Benjamin Franklin favor for America's national emblem?
Eagle.
What is podobromhidrosis? Ooh, we ran out of time. What'd you say?
Dry mouth.
Dry mouth. Oh, not bad.
That's a really good guess.
Wrong end of the body, but not bad. Oh, okay. Lauren, you got 3 correct this morning. Here's what you missed. Yeah, I know.
You were confident in your wrong answers, though, and I liked that about you. All right, which U.S. state is home to Pebble Beach Golf Links? California. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is from Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews, Sound of Music. Hello. I get it.
Yeah.
What band sings We Got the Beat? The Go-Go's.
So close. Yes, she said Bangles.
It's like interchangeable.
Same
right?
band, Bangles. Yeah.
What cut of steak got its name from the New York City Coach Stop where it was first served? Good guess, London Broil. Porterhouse.
Yes.
Althea Gibson was a pioneering African-American athlete in what sport? Tennis.
Oof.
What bird did Benjamin Franklin favor for America's national emblem? It wasn't the bald eagle because bald eagles raid other bald eagles' nests. And so he didn't like that about bald eagles. It was the turkey.
He liked the turkey, boy.
The noble turkey.
We would have been a different country. Yeah. We'd be eating eagles for Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. I thought I did good.
And podobromhidrosis is another word for... Yes!
You got it! Give her a bonus.
All right.
Give her
a bonus point.
We have a bonus point.
Well done.
Very well done. Podobromhidrosis? Podobromhidrosis.
Yes.
Smelly feet.
Yep.
All right.
Impress your friends and relatives.
Oh, it sounds like you got a little podobromhidrosis.
Or insult them.
Yeah. That's more it is. Lauren, you know that nobody here leaves empty-handed, right?
Yes.
How about 2 tickets to see comedy icon Jeff Dunham's new international tour? It's called Jeff Dunham. Seriously? Yeah, at the Aganis Arena. That's on Thursday, January 23rd, which, if I do the math, is next Thursday. For more info on that, or to get tickets, visit jeffdunham.com. Did you have fun, Lauren?
Yes, I did.
All right. Hey, listen. Tell your friends that you got, we're going to give you 4, and then say, if you think you're so super smart, go play it at WROR.com. They can play the game there.
It's great.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Embarrass themselves on the
radio. Yeah. Because I guarantee you they did not know podobromhidrosis.
Yeah. I didn't until I Googled it.
There it is. Lauren, hang on. Okay. Yeah. So that's it. It's up on the website. You do a great job every day with it, LBF, because you make it multiple choice.
Yeah. It's fun. And it's fun. And you can share it on Facebook. And then you can make your friends play. And then you can brag about it. Especially if you listen to it and then on the air, then fill in the answers and be like, look, I got 10.
Yeah. You get graded out, too. It's fun. We give you either your sort of smart, right?
No. Not so smart, kind of smart, wicked smart, and super smart.
Super smart. So there you go. Have fun with that. WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what's cool? What's coming up?
If you want to save money, start cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Spend a lot of money out there, don't we?
Yeah.
All right.
Jeopardy, the greatest of all time, has been revealed.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Were you surprised?
No, I was hoping it was going to go a little bit longer.
Yeah, it would have been fun. And we're going to tell you where dads spend 7 hours a year hiding from their family. I shouldn't even out these poor guys. But
we already know.
Everybody
we
knows. Already.
That's a long time. All right, LBF.
Okay, so I go out to eat a lot. Like, I mean, you know, you just like don't feel like cooking. And, you know, maybe you get takeout or you just go to the local like town restaurant. Well, it's killing the bottom line because the average person, and I think this is a little low, but if each person, so if Dave and Lucy and I go out to eat.
Yeah.
And Lucy doesn't really count, but like let's just say the two of us. The average person spends $281 a month going out to eat. Double that when you're a couple.
Yeah.
That's...
I can see that.
Basically,
right?
Individually, $3,300 every year and more than $200,000 in your adult life. But I'm even saying that makes me pause. But so if it's two people, then that's $400,000.
Do you remember when going out was a treat when you were a kid? What was it a treat or did you go out a lot? Because for me, it was a treat.
It was a treat. We had a lot of fried bologna growing up.
Yes.
Breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, when I was a kid, McDonald's was like, that was the ultimate, you know, treat every few weeks.
Lucy.
Or maybe a pizza.
Yeah. And Lucy's totally different because I'll ask her, what do you want for dinner? And she'll just rattle off names of restaurants.
Right.
Like, not your average Joe's. Waterfall. D&E. You know, Chinese. I'm like... No.
She's your daughter.
I know.
That's right.
Where's their happy hour?
That's coming. All right. She's only 16.
Anyway, if you all want right. to save some money, stop going out.
That's it. Yeah. All right, Brian.
All right. Last night, it all came to an end. We found out that Ken Jennings is the greatest of all time. The Jeopardy. It was a huge rating success, too. Last Thursday's show, which was the third match.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was the fourth match.
Yep.
15.5 million viewers on Thursday night last
night. So, you know, last night had to be huge.
It would have been,
right?
Yeah.
So, and comparably.
Fox averaged 14 million viewers for the World Series.
That's incredible.
So ABC,
bigger than the World Series.
That was pretty big.
I didn't see. Is this Final Jeopardy?
This is Final Jeopardy. It came down to Final Jeopardy last night, too.
See if we can get it. Here we go.
He has 272 speeches, the most of any non-titled character in a Shakespeare tragedy.
Oh, boy.
You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Brad, we come to you first.
What do you think, LBA?
You're the best, Alex. Thank you so much.
It's true, and I should get credit for it.
Now we come to Ken Jennings, who is Iago. That is the correct response.
Wow. Yeah.
That gives you a total for the match of 88,600 as we come to James. Did he come up with Iago? He did not.
Wow.
Ken Jennings.
Wow.
You are the champion.
$1 million, right?
Yep.
You don't hear that name often.
Iago? No. Yeah, no. Jeez. That's where I would have checked out. Thanks, Alex. All right.
Wow.
And finally, yes, dads. A recently resurfaced study came up that's making the rounds. Show many men hide from their families in the bathroom. They polled 1,000 dads, found that on average they spent 7 hours each year just taking refuge from their family.
Each year?
Oh my God.
Just that's
you hide in the bathroom.
That's hiding. That's not even doing anything, bro.
I didn't think I watched The Irishman.
Oh, God. That's awful.
So I thought it was... Yeah, 23% of men say it's their safe space.
It's the fourth time you've gone to the bathroom today.
Give me a break.
Why is your instinct to escape?
It's not my instinct to escape from you. It is my instinct to come into the bathroom when I need to go to the bathroom.
Who takes a half hour to go to the bathroom?
John Goodman.
There you go. John Goodman does. There you have it.
John
right.
Goodman.
All right. That's three cool
That's
things.
That's pathetic. Sorry, guys.
All right. Well, you know, it's our safe space.
Okay.
Leave us alone, okay?
All right, okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
It's National Bagel Day.
Oh, yeah, I know.
How about that? When was the last time you had a bagel?
I mean, a full bagel sliced in half, toasted with... so long ago. Maybe
Today's your day.
Years.
Today's your day.
Oh, so good.
Wouldn't that be good?
Everything.
Like, you know what? Pumpernickel.
Really? Okay.
I'm going pumpernickel.
Everything bagel with light... veggie cream cheese because I'm on a diet.
Yeah, I'll take chives. Yeah.
You're the hungriest morning show in Boston.
Yeah, I know. You know what's good about pumpernickel, though?
We really are.
You know what's good about pumpernickel?
What?
It's always left. You can always count. There's going to be pumpernickel.
Oh, right. Because no one likes it.
No one likes it. Okay.
All right.
I'll have that pumpernickel. Finally. Somebody. There you have it.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotza, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. And more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. All right. So this is a story we did earlier in the show. Worth repeating. We'll call it the weirdest story you're going to hear all day.
Okay.
All right. So we all agree it'd be very hard to say no to a dear friend's dying wish, right?
Yes.
They had a dying wish. You would try to do anything you could to fulfill it. Well, not so much for a guy we'll call, well, Robert is his name. And Robert
we'll
moved
call
back
him Bob.
To. No, we're not calling him Bob. Okay. It's Robert. So Robert moved back, married guy, moved back to his hometown, and he reconnected with an old high school acquaintance named Tim. Well, Robert and his wife, they started hanging out a lot with Tim and became very close over the past few years. Now, Tim recently was diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer. And Robert, right, says, you know, he's been there, helped him out, stayed with him, and done all kinds of stuff for him to help him. But Tim recently confided in Robert when they were younger, he was infatuated with him.
Okay.
And told Robert that his dying wish was to see him naked. So Tim, with cancer, dying, his dying wish was to see his friend Robert naked. Now, Robert's wife says, that's fine. Yeah. He's dying. Go ahead. Just do it for him. It's his dying wish. Robert says, not so fast.
Well, two things.
Yeah.
I think it's no big deal. It's no big deal. If Robert doesn't want to do it, you have to respect that, I guess. But, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. First of all, I would love for somebody to confess they were infatuated with me at one point.
And they want to see you naked.
And then if the dying wish was to see me naked, I'd be like, okay, but
I'm going to need to see a doctor.
I just want to make sure that they don't point and laugh. They have to promise to not point and laugh.
they're dying, LB.
I just want to go out with a good belly laugh.
So,
hey, who said belly?
Brian, don't use that word. All right. So the wife wrote to Dear Annie or Abby, one of those.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what Dear Annie said? She said, stay out of it. If Robert is not comfortable, it's his body, not yours, not Tim's. And she offered the same advice I would offer. Tim can think of another last wish.
Yeah,
what
he
else
can.
You got, Tim?
But I just
you want to meet Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
If he's uncomfortable, then I get
not.
It. Can't pressure. But it's just not a big deal. Like,
would you tell Dave to go for it and do it? Your husband?
Yeah, I'd be like, go ahead. If you feel comfortable doing it, I'm not going to get upset.
You wouldn't.
And
wouldn't suggest he do it though.
I wouldn't be like, hey. Like,
you get
you
in there and
totally
do it.
Should,
yeah, I'd be like, whatever you want to do, but you know, this is a dying wish, and you should probably.
No.
I mean, I would. I don't listen. I don't. I certainly
anyway,
don't want to.
I told you,
do weird. It, but I would do it. So, well, no, not for you guys.
Weirdest. You want to
well,
hug us?
Well. Yeah. Sounds like someone's getting his honker bent out of shape.
No, Robert,
oh
settle
God.
Down now. Anyway, I'm with Robert. Yeah, what
you
else you got?
Do it?
No.
Come on, Bob.
Tim. No, I would not. Tim, what else you got? How about a nice steak dinner? Your last one.
That's actually a good
I can make
idea.
That happen. Order house.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more from the 80s. Bon Jovi. Big announcement for you. If you are a fan of Bon Jovi, they're coming to the TD Garden Thursday. July 16th.
Wow.
Special guest.
Who?
Brian Adams.
Oh.
That's going to be a great show.
That's great.
Won't that be? That's like
hitting high school, college for me big time.
That is. It's aimed right at you. They're hoping you come. Tickets go on sale a week from Friday. That's the 24th at 10 a.m. What a great concert that's going to be.
That is really, I wish I still fit in my acid wash jeans.
No. I was wondering where she was going with fitting your acid wash jeans. Okay. Bon Jovi, you have plenty of time. It's not till July
16th. Right. What
are you saying, Bob? 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.